Oh, right. Now, I, again, at the kitchen sink. You can see that I'm always at the kitchen sink. I don't use fairy liquid either. Yes, I do. I wouldn't use any other washing up liquid.
Not
no, never
that.
Mind. Well, anyway, I was at the window. I saw a lovely thing. It was a pretty little bird. Couldn't tell you what it was. I'd never seen it before. And was quite tiny. And you know my patio rose?
Yes.
Which isn't very big, obviously. And it was sitting on the branch. And the wind was blowing, and this branch was blowing all over the place, and this little bird was hanging on, having a lovely feast. I wonder whether he was eating the ant.
Not likely.
Because I get quite a lot of ants in there.
Yeah, that one you do.
If so, I thought, carry on, because...
Well, it'd be good to know what kind of bird it was.
Lots of ants eat my flowers.
Well, it must have been a tiny one.
Oh, he was. Yes, and it was hanging on, and in... It was blowing. I got the binoculars and having a look, and it was really fascinating to watch him.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, yeah, very welcome. It was a pleasure talking to both of you.
Yes, it was definitely a pleasure talking to both of you. Be more than happy to answer any more of your questions here in the Insect Closet.
With Curator Bill.
But I'm guessing those ants in your garden are not eating your plants themselves. They could be taking care of a bunch of aphids. And aphids are...
insects that live on plants that have piercing, sucking mouth parts.
Aphid. A-P-H-I-D.
Aphid. A-P-H-I-D.
Aphids and ants have a very interesting relationship with each other. Sometimes they call the ants as honeydew milkers. Aphids, they pierce the plants, suck the fluids from the plants, and inside their body, they filter out all of the good and delicious sugar.
They extrude the sugar
through their end orifice.
Well, anyway.
From this end orifice is where the ant collects honeydew. Now, what does the aphid get out of this? Well, the aphid gets protection. The ant protects the aphid. So one thing that the bird could be doing, it may be eating the aphids, but most likely that sweet little bird that you see on your lovely tree is actually eating the tree buds themselves.
Yes, those birds aren't necessarily innocent. Just because they have beautiful feathers.
Lots of birds eat new growth and fresh buds on trees.
And ants will keep mammals, birds, and large grazers off of your trees so they don't destroy the new growth.
Ants can be very good for gardens. Thanks again for coming to the closet where the insects are kept. This has been Irene Moon and...
Curator Bill.